How women are nowadays because they don't realize their value, so everyone's just a hoe. So you, if you're no, oh I'm gonna God. Be really blunt. I'm gonna be really blunt. If a girl's a hoe and you go out there, and you guys thinking, oh, I'm gonna challenge him to be better. It's not gonna happen. He's gonna fuck everyone, and you're like, well, he's maybe your. If a girl 80 guys, not one of them wanted to wipe you up. Not one said, you know what, this was bomb. I'm just saying, like, to me, to that extent, if a girl's really, and I'm speaking from my own experience, where if you ain't, you're really not gonna get, like, if you do level the fuck up as a woman with discipline, emotionally, physically, social media, all that stuff, you can get a guy to be like, you know what, this, I might get a calm the fuck down. I should probably stop going out, because I'm not gonna be one like.
Well, why do they always try to get with the guy that they have to try to change, that has to say, you know what, I'm gonna change for her because she's so good? You see the perspective they're still coming from? They're still trying to change Chad. Everything they say is to get Chad. Oh, level up and be a better woman to get Chad. Don't be a 304 so Chad can like you. They don't see the value in a man who's a 7. Men see the value in a woman who's a 7, but she has other good characteristics. Women don't see the value in a guy who's a 7, period, because they just don't value what a man can bring to her life. If women really valued what men truly bring to their lives, they would even value a 7. They would consider themselves lucky to have a 7. He's loving, he's caring, he leads the family right, he leads me right, he helps me with my emotions, he guides me overall in life, period. He's my eyes when I have a blind spot. Like, if women really saw the value that men really bring, they would truly value a 6 or 7 guy. Maybe even more, because that 6 or 7 guy really going to make sure he on his game. Because he don't want to lose that woman who's, you know, an 8.
How many men were around us? How many cars have stopped here? See us like this.
Out of all the men who stopped at that gas station, how many of them would have considered that their problem? You're not entitled to anybody's time just because they got a penis. I'm sorry, that's just not how it works. There should not be a world in which we're vilifying men for minding their own business. Like, that just baffles me. And if you need help, there's no problem with going up to somebody to ask. No.
And I still wouldn't help. If I'm being like, no, I got something to do, sorry. It's not my problem. Actually, I would be quicker to help a guy who was in a bind. Women don't appreciate it because they expect it. I mean, that video showed it. They feel like they're entitled for a random man to come help them. So what does that mean? When you come and help them, they're not going to appreciate it. They probably won't even say thank you. So no, I'm good. I'm in a rush. I got to go.
Not only do you have a cell phone in your hand, which is a library for infinite knowledge, you can learn anything you want to in the span of 15 minutes. You could also call someone you know if you really needed help. But sitting around whining about random motherfuckers who are minding their business, like, what are we really?
What would he have to do for him to get you as his girl?
Oh, that's hard because we're friends. We've been friends for so long. We wouldn't ruin it like that. No, we're friends.
Shit, that's what she said.
Why would you be buddies and pals with a chick like this? I mean, she's attractive. I would never be a pal with an attractive chick. What's good? You like me or not? You trying to do something? Trying to get with me? You like me like that or not? If not, I'm going on about my business. Can you imagine walking around with her pretending like you actually like her personality? Pretending like you actually care about all the frivolous stuff she's going on about? And what, is she telling you about the guys that she actually do like? And you got to sit there and be like, oh, for real? Oh, yeah, he does seem like a nice guy. No. So I can't feel sorry for Buddy, man. He should have never been friends with an attractive woman anyway. It's a hard lesson you're going to have to learn, man.
I always thought I would be 30 forever. And then you find out, gee, it is possible to get older. And so my main advice to everybody I meet that's below 60, I say, for goodness sake, enjoy it and have fun.
I thought there was going to be a better message there. I mean, okay, enjoy life and have fun. Women aren't going to take that advice right. They're going to take it as, oh, I'm 30. I don't need to settle down. I'm going to be 60 one day, so keep being a hoe and partying. But no, women really don't think they're ever going to age. Like, a 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old, they really can't fathom ever being older. And it's completely ridiculous. It really hit them like a bag of bricks. And that makes no sense based on just everything they were taught in school and everything they see every day. Like, you see older people, you see older women. You don't think they were 19 before? I feel like a lot of women just think, if I just pretend like certain aspects of reality doesn't exist, then it doesn't. I'll just wait till that time comes. I'm not going to think about the future or if I should get married and have kids or what I'm going to do when I don't look pretty anymore and people not giving me stuff just for existing. How am I going to retire when I get to a certain age, even though I only make $40,000-$50,000 a year? But no, I still don't need a man. If I just keep telling myself that, then it'll be true.
You're just getting to know shorty and stuff like that. Now she's talking about, hey, can you buy this Chick-fil-A meal for me? You don't got $8? I don't really know you. You know, life's got to be tough, man. It's a tough economy out here. Listen, you can't ask me for no Chick-fil-A after a couple of days. I don't even know your last name. I probably just know your Instagram name.
Then what are the introductory questions?
I would say the introductory question should be, first, what is your name?
Yeah, it's a different dating world out there. You know what I mean? When you go on dates with people and you don't even know their first name. You know, hot chick 263, baddie of all baddies 169. And she already asked you for Chick-fil-A. Like, no, I can't buy you Chick-fil-A. We going 50-50 on Chick-fil-A. Oh, you broke. You can't even afford Chick-fil-A. No, you don't know what I got. Don't worry about what I got. No, you broke if you worried about having to go half on some Chick-fil-A. They always want to call the man broke, but let's flip it. If you need me to pay for Chick-fil-A, your ass broke. So we both broke. So maybe we should be in a relationship. We can help each other's situation.